Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Peace of Mind Makers podcast. Starting off this little mini series I have in preparation for Virgo season and the full moon that is on the same day. And it is the full hazel moon, which I will get to in a few days. But first, I want to talk about one of the properties of this full moon, which is manifestation. If you are already confused and you haven't listened to the first few episodes of the podcast yet, you might want to go back and check those out, although I'm sure even without that context, this can be enlightening for you. So if you just want to stick around and see what I have to say, then stick around. Should be fun. I'm not going to make this too long because I'm getting over a cold right now, actually, and I don't want to irritate my sinuses or my throat. So, without further ado, I am just going to get into it. Manifestation. This word gets thrown around a lot, and like most words, it means something different to pretty much everyone, but I want to share what my version means, and I think it's pretty magical. Although, it doesn't really need to be magical. It also depends on how you define magic. I like to see a lot of things in the world as magical, just because you don't see the method between the intended result and the result. You have an intention, and then something happens, work, activity, and then that little special sauce that just makes everything come together. And then boom, you have your manifestation. And magic is the special sauce. Sometimes we do understand what is going on magically, and then it kind of loses its magic. But for those who don't understand what's going on, it can still seem magical. I'm going to give an example. Think about growing your muscles. We have actual scientific, biological, physiological data that explains how your muscles grow, but most people who are working on muscle growth are just following their protocols and they're not really focusing on the metabolic process and all that fun stuff. So it can seem pretty magical when you see the before and after picture of somebody who has been trying to maybe grow muscle. And the reality is that there is an explanation. And, you know, hundreds of years ago, there was still an explanation, but we didn't know what it was. We didn't know how it worked, and now we do. So, does it make it any less magical? I don't know. That is for you to decide. But personally, I think that when you're still so far separated from that mechanism, it does still feel magical. I mean, I have studied personal training and strength conditioning, and I'm a certified personal trainer, so I do actually know how that works on a biological level, but it's not, like, I'm not thinking about my cells reproducing and whether I'm getting oxygen to my cells while I'm working out. You just don't do that. So the fact that you feel great after a workout and you have this noticeable difference, I think that can still be magical even if you understand what's going on. So, it can also be for negative things too, like my chronic pain. In that case, I don't know what's going on. But I do know that something is causing it, so I can still use my experience and base my future actions off of that. Like, currently, me being a little under the weather is also making my whole body ache more than normal, and I don't have a legitimate scientific explanation for why that is happening, but I can gather the clues from what I'm doing and the conditions I'm experiencing in my environment, stress levels, all that good stuff, and you can take that into account and form a hypothesis of what is getting that result so that you can either replicate it or manipulate it. And that, in my opinion, is how manifestation works. So I think it's incorrect to just say that you're always manifesting. Things just manifest on their own. That's just how life works. But for you to actually manifest something, you have to have that awareness of your conditions and your experience. Usually it's helpful to document it so that you can continue to compare as you continue to experiment to get that result that you want. And obviously you need to be very clear with your intentions as you're going forward. And then the main thing to be successful in manifesting and not just do it from getting lucky is consistency. You're not going to know if something really works unless you consistently do it over and over and over again and get the same results. And before I wrap up this topic, because I've already kind of gone on some tangents, but I have said the basis of what I wanted to say. This unseen special sauce that is kind of magical, whether you really understand it or not, because it's unseen, it's all around us. The majority of the universe is unseen and uncharacterized at this point. If you have ever studied or just learned briefly about dark matter and dark energy, nobody really knows what's going on there, but it is like moving the universe around. So our lack of knowledge of how all of that works doesn't stop us from utilizing what we do know and understand, and from adapting to what better serves our purposes within our understanding. So I hope that makes sense. If not, I could talk about this for hours, but I'm going to try to save my voice and leave it at that. So, with that being said, I will see you guys for the next episode.